this month is Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
All right.
And we want people to make sure that their identities are safe, that they're protected when they're on their computers. So let's talk about a few of these things. Phishing. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G before cat comes in. The act of targeting victims via...
I didn't do that.
Ah, I heard
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
Must be a beaver.
It's something my computer's never done before.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, starting. The act of targeting victims via email in the hopes of spreading viruses and gathering personal information. Online phishing attacks can not only spread computer viruses, but they can pose a significant risk to identity theft. So Better Business Bureau has joined with the National Cybersecurity Alliance's Stop, Think, Connect campaign to recommend the following tips. I won't give them all, but if you want more of these tips, you can call the BBB later. Be on your toes. Open the emails and attachments and links from people you know. And that's pretty significant. Sometimes it looks like it's somebody you know, so you got to be really careful. Use antivirus software regularly and enhance email filters to block threats. Watch out for unsolicited emails that contain misspellings and grammatical errors. Those are the big red flags that they're not from somebody you know. Don't believe what you see. It's easy to steal the colors, logos, and header of an established organization. Scammers can also make links look like they lead to legitimate websites and make emails appear to come from a different sender. Avoid sharing. Now, that's a tough one, Scott, because everybody likes to share everything.
Of course. That's it.
So don't reveal your personal or financial information in an email and do not respond to email solicitations for this information. Be wary of any urgent instructions to take specified actions, such as click on the link or your account will be closed. That's another big red flag. Pay attention to the website's URL. You can hover over those links, and it'll give you some information. Malicious websites may look identical to a legitimate site, but the URL may use a variation in spelling or a different but similar domain. If you are unsure whether an email request is legitimate, try to verify it by contacting the company directly. Look on your account statement. Use that phone number. Almost everybody sends, hey, somebody's ringing that doorbell again.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we're working with that anti-phishing working group, and if you want to contact them and give them information on the latest phishing scam that's happened to you, be my guest. Finally, keep your machine clean. You want to keep the latest operating system in place, software, web browsers, antivirus protection, and apps as the best defenses against viruses, malware, and other online threats. For more information you can trust, visit bbb.org. And for more tips from the Stop, Think, Connect campaign, visit Stay Safe Online.
Okay, and how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 260-2222 and just ask for this information. We'll be glad to give it to them.
Okay, Bill McGuire here this morning. You know, you talk about paying attention, and I got a story here this morning. Of course, we know about Twitter's IPO, which came out on Friday. People got pretty excited about that. But Twitter Home Entertainment Group, this is a specialty consumer electronics company that went bankrupt in 2007, saw its most active day of trading in 6 years. The stock went up, 1,000% in one day. Now, it had closed at a penny the day before, a penny a share. And on Friday, it hit a high of 15 cents a share. Ended up closing at about 5 cents, but 5 cents is a 669% rise. So for any of those people who owned any of that, but that just showed that people were not paying attention. They went for the Twitter. They didn't understand. Never in their mind did they think that an IPO... Never in their mind did they think that an IPO would actually be at a penny, but nonetheless, there you go.